Hello guys, it's Kendall. It's Kendall with Kendall Parts. I'm Kendall Parts myself, and I'm gonna talk about the Drake and Rick Ross beef, well, rap beef situation. Or first, let me start with the Push Up song. I wasn't really into it like that. To Drake, but he dissed a lot of people. I think Rick Ross, Travis Scott, Kendrick, but he did diss Kendrick Lamar. And now we're waiting on Kendrick to respond and all that. So, but yeah, he came out with his track finally. Push Ups and Drake did, and it was cool, but I didn't really think of it as all that lyrical or nothing like that. I'm really getting sick and tired of this AI era of, because leaks be happening. So we didn't even think it was real at first. And because he never put it on Instagram and said, hey, I'm dropping tonight at 12 or something like that. He got leaked. Then, you know what I'm saying, DJ Kahoot Kid signed. Was at the beginning of it, so that was cool. Let me just say this too. So like a lot of albums been dropping since I last been on. And Future's album, like, and this all started with Like That, which was a response to First Person Shooter, Cole, Time Out, It's the Big Three, and then Kendrick's like, it ain't no Big Three, it's just a Big Meat, you know what I'm saying? So that's one. But then Cole decided to now it's not a career ender, but I don't think people want to hear about how he's the best anymore. When he was talking about at Dreamfest, oh, it didn't sit right in my spirit. And all that crap. Like, this is hip hop. Now, when I mention Ja Rule, people go think of the 50 Cent beef, right? But listen to this. Imagine Ja Rule doing this with DMX, right? Because then he and DMX were friends. Just like K-Dot and J. Cole. And he said, oh, I don't want to beef with DMX and go and get on a rap battle with him. He's my friend. I don't know why he dissed me. I don't sound nothing like him. Imagine Jack doing that. Like, come on. But so that's my, like, come on, bro. But so yeah, it's like that's after he put out 7 minutes real. Now he did say I might delete this later. You know, that was his the surprise album was called I Might Delete This Later, and he deleted it. At least the 7 minutes real record from all streaming platforms. It was mid anyway. It sounded cool, but it was ironic that he called somebody Bormer. People was calling him Bormer for most of his career, right? So then we got, after Push Ups came out, immediately Rick Ross responded. No AI, no nothing. He responded. This was even before we even knew that the Push Ups record was official. He responded. You know. Of course, a lot of people have selective memory when it comes to Rick Ross' career. Like, sure, he had a lot of Drake features, but before that, Rick Ross knew how to make a record. Always knew how to make a record. Hustling, Here I Am, Speeding with R. Kelly, like, he always knew how to make a record. Let's see. So I don't like this narrative that he needed Drake, but I guess it seems like that when a lot of his songs, were on near or on top of the charts with a Drake feature. So I understand, but nah, no, I don't like when those narratives go out. You know, but yeah, so about the Drake tag team and We Don't Trust You, we don't trust you, and we still don't trust you. Album Drive, Future, and Metro Boomin. It was a Drake tag team. Like, A$AP Rocky came out of nowhere. We ain't heard you rap in years. Now he beefing over Rihanna. It's like, and then The Weeknd, he said he wasn't gonna do no more features after being on Puff album. Then I don't know where he does another feature. This and Drake. Cause I'm a big Ja fan, it's like, I think he's finally having his Ja Rule moment. As far as like people getting where not liking the pop songs anymore, the R&B feature collaborations, R&B type tracks, They just want their raw, rappity rap hip hop to come back in the mainstream. That's what Kendrick represents. And people are just tired. So, and this happened. Like, see, I was beefing with like D12, Eminem, G-Unit, Busta Rhymes, DMX. Like, he had Over Trice. He had the whole Shady team coming after him. Like, so this is what Drake is finally getting. He's finally getting the childhood moment of everybody dissing him. Been number one for so many years. I'm like, Ja Rule was like 4 or 5 years. What's up? Yeah, so people, man, and you know how hip hop is so fickle, like. It's crazy. So, I'm waiting for some more diss records to drop. Especially with Rick Ross. He knows how to put some diss records together. Like, the beef with 50 was just amazing. I feel like that's the reason why people are second guessing Ja Rule on dissing 50. With that Blood in My Eye album. But I think I already spoke on that. Everybody got Monday Morning Quarterback. So yeah. I'm waiting on. We are especially waiting on Kendrick. Don't know what's taking so dang on long. Oh, and when I spoke on AI, this dude out of LA, I guess, or somewhere in California, Compton, he's committed to putting out an AI version of a diss that has Kendrick going after Drake, and we need AI to go away. Let AI be like it was like with Siri or Alessa, let that AI just, not this for our, it has gotten out of control. Like, we don't know, don't bring it into hip hop. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's gonna ruin music. It's gonna ruin anticipation. Like, people didn't even know that Drake diss was real. So please, stop, man. Alright, so. Okay, so, in sports, in basketball, the Lakers beat the New Orleans Pelicans, and now I have to face the Denver Nuggets. Some stupid people in the, and I don't want to call them stupid because I actually admire them, but Mike Greenberg said that the Lakers should avoid winning so they don't have to face the Denver Nuggets. Like, that is just soft and lazy. Soft and lazy. But they're going to face the Denver Nuggets as the 7th seed. And the battle for the eighth seed. The New Orleans Pelicans and Sacramento Kings, who beat the Golden State Warriors. Looks like that is coming to an end. The Warriors have to move on from Clay or Draymond if they want to give Steph another title, man. That dude is still in his prime. Crazy. Yeah, he and LeBron just won't look old. By the time, just won't catch up to them yet. So, yeah. And then you got the Heat. Lost to the 76ers. 76ers will play the Knicks. And the Heat and the Bulls, who beat the Atlanta Hawks, they will face off against each other. The Bulls in the Heat, and they're gonna, if they do make it to the playoffs, the Heat, they're gonna be without Jimmy Butler for a while. So if he doesn't face, I don't know if they can win, but Coach Bolster, it's a good coach. Let's see what else. I like talking to y'all. It's just that I'm so busy, man. I can't. Oh, NBA Youngboy got arrested earlier today. Or was it yesterday? Glorilla. Oh, that's all. Ashanti and Nelly are finally having a baby together. You know, people pick their time on when they want to have a baby. My mom had a baby in her 40s. She was 42 with my little brother. People wait, man. I mean, I'm 30. I still don't have a kid. So, you know. Mentally, I'll be ready. It's just that I ain't ready financially. But having a kid is just mental, man. You gotta deal with babies crying. Waking up at 3 in the morning. Just, like, crying and stuff. People think that people are ready for that, like, at a young age, in their 20s or 30s. Like, people, like, come on. So, congrats to them. They also are engaged. Everybody's picking on Irv Gotti, of course, but he probably doesn't care. I believe him. By the way, speaking of Irv, I do want him to stop regret. I thought about this. JC played Irv Gotti, and that's the reason why. But because Jay-Z is his friend, he don't want to say much, but I mean, much I love Jay-Z as a rapper and a bit, he did do a lot of, it's probably, his woman still be doing a lot of foul play stuff, so. Alright, so that's about it. Can't wait for some more discs to come out. especially Kendrick. Kendrick is on the clock. But I'm really fascinated by Ross. I'm not really into the back and forth as far as posting each other and each other DMs. I want this music. All right, it's killing it with Kendrick Parts. Talk to you guys. I'm currently watching the new season of The Upshaws on Netflix. They took away Sister from me, so I gotta. But so I only have my wife and kids and the Upshaws to watch. I can watch more, but. Yeah, so talk to you guys later. I try to get it. I haven't been on in a long time, so I'm trying to be. I'm really trying to be more consistent, man. It's just that, when you get home from work at 3 o'clock and you stand all day, you want to lay the hell down. You want to lay the hell down when you up like that. When you up and you gotta stand around at your job. Like, that's my main position. It's the customer host. Like, doing all that standing is tiring. It's a great job, because you ain't got to do much, but the downside of doing it is that you got to stand. So I don't really have to be having time to put stuff on social media like I want to, be on YouTube like the way I want to, be on this podcast like I want to. I'm trying to be a broadcaster. And you got to put some effort in it. So I gotta start putting the effort back in. My dream job was a sports talk host, but with the way that technology has flourished, podcasting, YouTube, I'm trying to get people to my YouTube as well. Like, it's crazy. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.